Did you watch the ceremony?
I was at home on holiday. I did, yes. And I remember it was friends of the family, I think, who invited us to their house to see it. And it was a kind of social occasion. That bit's rather, you know, it's rather vague. But of course, it was an historical event. And the fact that you could actually see something which would normally have been barred to the general public, you know, everyone would have been outside in the street, as it were, that you were able to look inside to see what was going on and hear what was going on, was extraordinary. Mm. You've got to remember now that 50s and 60s, you're moving then towards nowadays. The technology has improved and people take television for granted more and more as part of everyday life. Whereas then it was still a novelty and, of course, didn't have the technology you have now.
Can you remember if you made a conscious decision to watch it, or did you just sort of go along with it? Did you want to particularly?
Oh, I think everybody did, yes. I think it was, again, it was the first time that you were seeing an historical event. I think it wouldn't have mattered pretty well what historical event it was, but it was the very first time one was going to see something, you know, of great importance. The fact that it was a long way away, it was in London. It wasn't sort of down the road.
Mm. Did it live up to your expectations?
I suppose it did, yes. Yes, because you saw it. All the ceremony and all the pomp and circumstance. Yes, it was, I think, in those days. Again, a bit of magic. Television.